White Mabel, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, November 2nd, 1905. My dear granddaughter Mabel, we are all usually well and all are hard at work preparing manuscript for the papers and for books we intend to publish. We should be glad, very glad, to be with you in your meetings, but we have decided, after much deliberation, that we can serve the cause of the Lord more successfully by remaining close at the work of hunting up matter and putting in print many things that should come to the people just now. I should be much pleased to visit you, and yet we must prepare matter that should come to the people at this time. I am very much pleased that Brother Simpson is having good success, and I thank the Lord that some have decided to accept the truth. We are praying for you, for we have the fullest confidence that the Lord would have the truth presented to the people who have not had the privilege of hearing it. We will pray that Elder Simpson may be greatly blessed of the Lord, and that the work which so much needs to be done will be done in San Diego. One soul is worth more than the whole world, and I pray that the people will hear and receive the message of salvation. We will all have our faith increased by having the truth accepted by many. This will result in a great blessing, and the Lord will come nigh unto His people who are trying to find Jesus. We hope that every soul will draw nigh unto God, and that many souls will receive the light and rejoice in the work that is being done. We want to see souls converted and the light of truth come to many. We pray that the Lord will manifest His great mercy and love to those who are in darkness. Let everyone now consecrate himself to God, soul, body, and spirit, and this personal consecration will bring peace and restfulness in the Lord. This is finding the treasure which Christ mentioned as being hid and sought for and found. We need very much the peace of mind that Christ alone can give us. We need individually to exercise our minds, that we may be a blessing to those with whom we associate. Christ is the life and the light of the world. It is Satan's special effort to quench that light, which is shining amidst the moral darkness. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John 1, verse 12. Children of God, what a privilege to have grace to overcome! What joy will come to all who will believe that Christ is their personal Redeemer, that He has redeemed them through His own suffering and death! And we who are thus favored, should we not consider it a great privilege to confess Christ through a well-ordered life and godly conversation? We have but one life to live, and through our daily connection with God, we have, in and through the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ, a constant sustenance in doing the things that will represent Christ to the world. We may not have all the conveniences that some have in ease and comfort and in earthly goods, but we have the blessed assurance which Christ gave to His believing disciples. He saw that they were very sad at the thought that they were to be deprived of His personal presence, and that He must suffer and die to save every soul who would receive and believe on Him. He had explained the matter to them again and again, and now He was giving them the last lessons they would receive from Him, lessons of His own humiliation and of the sorrow He must suffer because of their rejecting and turning from the One who would give them light and eternal life in His kingdom. As He saw their sorrow, He pitied them. He tried to enlighten their understanding. He had no words of grief to express to them in regard to the future ignominy and sorrow that was before Him. His only effort was to strengthen His disciples for the terrible test and trial that was before them, his heart was filled with sorrow for them. To them he said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14, verse 1-6. Blessed words! We may receive him into our hearts, and he will be unto us hope and courage and sustaining grace. The Lord would have us trust fully and entirely in him. Then we will, in the simplicity of our faith, believe that Christ will do for us all that he has promised. Let all come to the Savior in the full assurance that he will do all that he has promised.
We cannot please our Savior more than by having faith in his promises. His mercies can come to you, and your prayers can come to him. Nothing can break this line of communication. We must learn to bring all perplexities to Jesus Christ, for he will help us. He will listen to our requests. We may come to him in full assurance of faith, nothing doubting, for he is the living way. He has consecrated this way with his own blood. We are his purchased possession. He says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Matthew 7, verse 7. The more we press our petitions to his throne, the more sure we are of constantly receiving the great grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You do not give strength to the road you are traveling by faith, but you increase in strength and in assurance because you have a guide right by your side, and you can ask him with perfect faith to guide your steps aright. Then trust in the Lord Jesus to lead you step by step into the right path. You can derive assurance and strength at every step you advance, for you can be assured that your hand is in his hand. You can run and not be weary. You can walk and not faint, for you can realize by faith that you have your hand in the hand of Christ. Isaiah 40, verse 31. You will not sink under discouragement, for as you follow on to know the Lord, trusting in him, you will have the assurance that the one who never forsakes those who fully trust him is your constant helper. Then be of good courage in the Lord. Your grandmother.